Welcome to the Rocket City Brief. Huntsville just posted a notice for two public meetings on University Drive, and it looks about as thrilling as a parking ticket. Here's the thing, that sleepy little notice is the city quietly drawing a value map for its busiest commercial street, and it named exactly three spots on it. So here's the takeaway up front. The city's University Drive transit-oriented development study just named three clusters, Northwoods, the University of Alabama in Huntsville area, and Mid-City, as the primary focus for denser transit-supported growth and new housing. Translation: those three nodes are where the city wants transit, density, and housing dollars to concentrate. And if you own, lease, broker, or run a business anywhere on University Drive, the most useful question you can ask this week is simple. How close am I to one of those three? So what actually is this? It's a long-running city study looking at future growth and public transit along University Drive, and after months of resident input, the city is about to present what it's found. Dennis Madsen, the city's manager of urban and long-range planning, put it this way. The feedback from the public has been tremendous, and continuing the discussion will shape the best strategies going forward. Read between the lines. The plan is not locked yet. It's still being written. Hold on to that, because it's the whole game. Here's what a transit-oriented designation actually does on the ground. When a city names a cluster like this, it's signaling where it intends to steer higher density, mixed-use development, and housing for the people who keep the corridor running, essential workers, students, families. That's a signal about where zoning flexibility, public investment, and future foot traffic are most likely to pool. And here's the part operators miss. Value tends to gather at the named nodes, Northwoods, the University area, Mid-City, and thin out in the stretches in between. So, how far is my parcel from a cluster stops being trivia and starts being a real question about your next 10 years? Now, the honest caveat, and this one matters, this is a planning study gathering input. It is not adopted zoning, it is not an approved rezoning, and it is not a funded transit line. Nobody has broken ground on anything, and I'm not making a single claim about your rent or your property value. Treat those three clusters as a signal of intent, the direction the city is leaning, not a done deal. So what do you do with it? Two moves. First, put yourself on the map. Figure out which of the three clusters your property, your storefront, or your book of business sits nearest. That's your watch item. Second, show up while the plan is still soft. The city is holding two public meetings, Tuesday, August 11th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Cavalry Hill Community Center. That one focuses on the Northwoods area. Then Wednesday, August 12th, 6 to 8 p.m. in room 621 at Huntsville City Hall. That one covers the whole corridor. This is the last cheap window to shape a framework that future rezonings and capital projects will point back to for years. Once the plan hardens, your input costs a lot more, or it lands too late. A meeting notice most people scroll right past, and a value map most people won't read until it's already drawn. In the next brief, another Huntsville announcement that reads like routine paperwork and is really a map of where the money's about to move. And we turn today's read into a one-page tool, the University Drive Corridor Watch. The three clusters, the meeting dates, and a plain English read on what a transit-oriented designation tends to mean for a spot near a node versus one in between. Find it on this episode page on rocketcitybrief.com and follow the Rocket City Brief so the next signal lands in your feed before your competition sees it. That's the Rocket City Brief. We'll see you in the next one.